You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, a big edition for a Friday. Breaking news, what it means, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We start with a big-time news exclusive from John Solomon in Just the News. It has to do with those DOJ investigations. Then, an extended visit with none other than beloved children's author Sally Lloyd-Jones on some solutions for your child's summer. You going crazy? We got answers. Also, Mike Huckabee. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm seeing, personally, activity behind the scenes that the Justice Department is trying to bring those first indictments. And I would look for a time around Labor Day to see the first sort of action by the Justice Department. But for those who know the real story and see all this evidence sitting out and open, it is overwhelmingly frustrating to see no action.
Not only is it frustrating to see no action, it's frustrating to not even get news updates on what is happening. And in the post George Floyd and current Black Lives Matter, defund the police, et cetera, environment that we've been in. You have not been hearing, especially from mainstream outlets, what is going on in the Justice Department investigations with everything that involved Russiagate, all of the stuff behind the scenes in terms of the abuse of the FISA courts, the way the Steele dossier was put together and the process by which it came to light continues to be something that is not been a settled issue. And someone who is working diligently on his new platform, justthenews.com, to get to the bottom of all of this is a former personality from The Hill and the kind of co-founder there. He's now justthenews.com is John Solomon's home where he hangs his hat. And he joins us exclusively today on Kevin McCullough. John, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being back. And I want to go straight to your exclusives. You've got some big stuff that even on the site today, you're getting a massive amount of traffic on. And it has to do with a court case that was decided in the Steele dossier situation earlier this week in London. Fill my folks in on what happened.
Absolutely. It's a very important decision. So there were two Russian businessmen who were maligned, whose reputations were wrongly besmirched in one of the memos that make up the Steele dossier. So Christopher Steele wrote about a dozen and a half memos, packaged them into what we now call the Steele dossier, gave it to the FBI, leaked it to the media. And one of these memos besmirched a couple of bank businessmen in Russia. And they brought a lawsuit against them in England under a unique law, data privacy law. And they won. The court ruled that Christopher Steele had forwarded to the FBI information, allegations that he had not thoroughly checked, vetted, made sure it was accurate before he gave it to the FBI. And as a result, these men's reputations were wrongly besmirched, and he was ordered, his company was ordered to pay each of them about $22,000 in American dollars as a penalty. The money is really not important to these guys. They're billionaires as bankers. But more importantly was the finding that a British court, with just a little bit of work, figured out that Christopher Steele didn't do any homework. He just took whatever was coming into him, threw it into a document, sold it to the FBI. And so now you have a British court looking at this real quickly, something the FBI should have done in 2016, saying, listen, this stuff wasn't meritorious. It wasn't accurate. It wasn't validated. It wasn't verified. And there should be a legal consequence.
John, let me pause you here for a second, because that makes the FBI look like complete rubes.
Well, it does. And there's even worse than that. So not only is there a British finding that in one memo, they found five substantially false allegations that were given to the FBI. But here's another very important point. They uncovered something that the IG never mentioned, that the FBI's never mentioned, that no congressional committees have ever mentioned. They found out that Christopher Steele had handwritten notes of the very first time he met with the FBI to share the dossier with them, which was on July 5th, 2016. If that date sounds familiar to your listeners, it's a very important date in history, because that's the same day that James Comey went public and said Hillary Clinton had just been cleared in her classified email case.
Oh,
so the
wow.
same day, isn't that amazing? The same day that Hillary Clinton gets off, her opposition researcher, Christopher Steele, working for Fusion GPS, walks into the FBI and says, ta-da, I've got all of this dirt on Donald Trump. That can't be a coincidence. But he wrote notes, notes that have not been in the American discourse before. And they show flatly, unequivocally, undoubtedly, according to the judge in Britain, that Christopher Steele told his FBI handlers the very first time he hands him the dossier that my ultimate client is Hillary Clinton. Now, why is that significant? Because when the FBI went to the FISA court 3 months later, we now can establish they knew this was a Hillary Clinton opposition research project designed to get Hillary elected, Donald Trump defeated. And the FBI agents who submit that bad FISA warrant that had all those problems with it based on the Steele dossier, they failed to tell the court that this is a Hillary Clinton oppo research dump. And so now you've got two very strong pieces of evidence of why FBI agents might want to be prosecuted or should be prosecuted by John Durham. They didn't vet their information, but they called it verified to the court. They didn't tell the court that their main source was working for Hillary Clinton. Two huge revelations out of the British court.
That is stunning stuff, John Solomon, making news here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he's got it all documented at justthenews.com. It's at the top of the page, in fact, right now. But go and see for yourself. Now, John, obviously, the Durham investigation has been kind of just quietly plugging along. And he's, you know, Durham is kind of an interesting character because he took a very small role in everything and said, I'm not going to expand the need for hiring folks and stuff unless I find things. And then over time, he has added additional jurisdictions and additional attorneys general to come on board and to handle different parts of the prosecutions. Where do things stand? And are we likely to see criminal indictments and prosecutions coming from Durham's efforts?
It's always hard to predict what will ultimately come out of a grand jury because nobody knows what a grand jury is thinking until the evidence is submitted before them. But next week, I have a book coming out called Fallout, and it lays out every piece of evidence that in the 3.5 years of my reporting, Sarah Carter's reporting, my colleague Seamus Bruner, who's my co-author on the book, every piece of evidence we found in the Russia case. And it develops this extraordinary narrative, very, very strongly documented, that the reason Christopher Steele walks into the FBI, that Hillary Clinton tries to smear Donald Trump, is because Hillary Clinton did a poll in 2015 after the Peter Schweizer book came out and raised all the Clinton cash issues, that the single greatest liability to her ability to get elected as president in 2016 was her and her husband's relationship with Russia. Of all the things that had gone on in her life, email, you name it, it was that issue that the poll showed most damaged her chances for becoming president. And so Christopher Steele's effort was designed to neutralize the Russia issue so Republicans would be afraid, oh, we've got baggage on Russia, we shouldn't use it on Hillary Clinton during the election. And that's what gave rise to a false criminal investigation. So if you want to build a criminal conspiracy case, you have to start with the intent. This wasn't an intelligence project. It was a political dirt muckraking project designed to help Hillary Clinton get rid of her biggest liability in the election. And then you begin to realize all the things that the FBI did to contort, mislead, criminally deceive the FISA court. John Durham has all that evidence. If he doesn't, he can read my book. He can find it in 5 minutes. It's all sitting out in the open. The frustrating part for people who watch this is that he's been in business for about 12 months now, 14 months, actually. He's not delivered a single indictment. He didn't right. indict Andy McCabe when there was a referral for that. Didn't indict James Comey when Comey was referred. And people are beginning to wonder what's going on. Now, I've been covering this very closely. Over the last 2 months, I've seen, even though we've had COVID and the city's been shut down here in Washington, I've seen some pretty significant evidence of prosecutors doing the things that you normally do to build a case, interviewing witnesses, obtaining documents, trying to get cooperation agreements, talking to defense lawyers and other people in the city. And it looks as though they're on a timetable, if everything stayed the same, to potentially bring some criminal cases or plea bargains by the time late summer comes around, which is what Bill Barr has been saying. He's been saying, I'd look for late summer. It looked to me from the people I've been talking to that they're kind of zeroing in that period just before or just after Labor Day. But as you've heard this week with some of the leaks that have occurred, grand juries are slowed down. There's some idea that some prosecutors may not want to do anything until after the election. It's sort of ambiguous as to when that moment will come. But I have seen significant activity that suggests that federal prosecutors believe they've witnessed some federal crimes involved in the conduct of the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, and they're now taking the steps to build those cases, do the sort of things you do before you get an indictment or what is known as a criminal information plea deal. And the best experts who are interacting with John Durham's probe say it kind of feels like the time around Labor Day may be the time, but it could slip.
All right.
That's the best I can report.
All right. And that's a lot. Man, you got a lot in today, John. Appreciate the update. JustTheNews.com is where you to go to get all of John Solomon's excellent work and be looking for that book next week. And, John, I will expect you to be back so that we can properly sell you a few copies as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Thanks. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show yet to come, not the least of which Governor Mike Huckabee joining us before we are done. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My very special guest is Robert Mahoney. He is a journalist and a fighter for press freedom. Your organization to protect journalists, what is it that you're actually doing and what can we do better?
This was an organization that was set up by journalists concerned that no one was doing anything for journalists who had no protections. And so they started writing letters to the president of the country or whoever it was attacking those journalists. And they managed to convince a number of high-profile U.S. journalists. They got Walter Cronkite. And the founders say it was the power of the letterhead that really made a difference. We function like a news agency, but we focus on a narrow area of attacks on journalists and press freedom violations.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh sea air aboard a beautiful yacht? The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. Plenty of room to social distance. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline and fresh air. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this family-owned and operated mega yacht is the perfect venue for corporate events or even weddings, anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Mention WMCA for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. Call 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, in all the midst of the, the violence and the police and the protests and the murals on the street and the COVID-19 and the general unrest in the country today, I really did try to think of something that we could do on today's broadcast, final one of the week, heading into the weekend, that could give you some positive things, maybe for this weekend, but also maybe for the summer. And as I was thinking about that, my very good friend, in our house, we call her Miss Sally, sent me a little note via email about some great ideas for the summer. And I thought, you know, we haven't talked to Miss Sally on the air for a while. So Sally Lloyd-Jones, multiple time best-selling author of so many titles that my kids have and love. I can't even begin to name them all. But Sally, it's good to have you back. Happy summer to you.
Thank you. Happy summer to you. Thanks for having me.
We finally finished all of the remote learning in the McCullough house, and so we've moved on to remote summering, I guess, is how we do this now. I know that it's been a frustration for a lot of parents, and I know that we talked a few weeks ago. You were doing readings a couple of times a week. How did that go? Did you get a lot of feedback from parents in terms of the stories being available?
Oh, yes. I'm still actually doing it. I'm reading twice a week. I've done them on Thursdays and Sundays. And on Thursdays, I've read my general picture books for the trade. So they're the sort of more literary picture books. And then on the weekends, I've been doing Jesus Storybook Bible and Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing, which is the companion volume.
Right.
And it's been so much fun. And I suppose it's been about 3 months of that. And I now have quite a collection of storytime videos on my Instagram IGTV. It's been wonderful. We've had, you know, thousands of people watching, and I've also done some Spanish and English storytimes because my friend Tony Plana, who's an actor, but his Spanish is his first language. We would do readings where I would read English, he would read Spanish, and that's been fun too. So yeah, it's been a great blessing. I started doing it because I felt, what can I do? I was so grateful to all the people who didn't have the luxury of staying at home.
Right.
And, you know, our first responders. And I thought, what could I do? And I thought, I was seeing some other people in children's books reading. And I thought, well, that's a great thing. And it's been a huge blessing.
Well, and it's one of those things, Sally, where I think that particularly for the body of Christ, I think that there was throughout this kind of season, and it's kind of morphed into a two or three seasons, right? It hasn't just been the COVID. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of other things as the reopening has not necessarily gone as planned. I think that one of the fun things that the church, Universal, has been able to do is to really kind of shine in the different gifts that they have. And even though a lot of my pastor friends, their kind of first instinct is to move towards people, that wasn't really well advised in the lockdown. So people were forced to get creative in terms of how they helped and expressed that love and care for one another. And I thought what you did was so perfectly in keeping with, you know, what God has skilled you and gifted you with.
Well, I feel very honored. And, you know, the other thing we noticed was, I think people can't deal, I know I'll speak for myself, you can't deal with so much, people have so much to take in. So I think the other thing that we didn't realize was the simplicity of a children's book is sometimes all that we can take in. Because especially if it's not dumbing down, but it's just simple and distilled, then it becomes a blessing to the parents, too. So that was something that blessed us. So.
Yeah, no, that's really well said. Well, I know that in your heart of hearts, you think about kids all the time. And I'm just wondering, as parents are getting ready for the summer stage of whatever's next. And, you know, there's still a lot of anxiety in mom and dad's minds, because while some of the school plans for the fall have kind of been announced, there's still a lot of ambiguity about what it's going to include. So you've still got a lot of, you know, very angst-ridden parents out there. But what are some things that come to mind that you would recommend for their summertime together?
Well, I've been thinking about that because one of the books I wrote was based, it's called Goldfish on Vacation, and it's a true story about what happened in the neighborhood that I've been living, you know, I'm not there right now, but on the upper west side of Manhattan.
Right.
And it was all about going on vacation right where you are. And so I started thinking, you know, reading is like a journey to a new place. And even though we can't, in this time, we may not physically be able to travel very far, books are this incredible door into adventures where we can go anywhere.
Right.
And we can even imagine being someone completely different. That's the incredible gift of literature. And so for children, I think we started thinking, well, what resource could we give parents, you know, going off this goldfish on vacation idea? I thought, well, we may not be able to travel, but what if you have a book, and I chose my top summer adventure type books, read the book together, and then there's an activity you can do together, and just enjoy, you know, this time that we may never have again in our lifetime, this opportunity, instead of rushing around, to actually travel deeper maybe and together. And maybe this, I've been trying that personally, I'm sure we all have, of seeing what might be a gift even in the middle of all this.
Well,
what could I gain in it?
I love that idea, and I love the engagement of the imagination, the way that that does that. And, you know, how long ago did Goldfish come out?
I think it was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was. So the year that it debuted, you came in studio and we read it. But then after that, about 2 weeks later, all the ankle biters and I got on the computer and we found out where the Hamilton fountain was, and we went and actually made an adventure of finding the fountain that you talked about in the book. So I love this idea. I love the engagement. I love the learning possibilities. And when we continue, let me ask you to prepare some of your recommendations, and then you can tell us some of your favorites that may be on the list, etc. And then we'll go from there into some other possibilities as well. We're speaking with Sally Lloyd-Jones, best-selling children's author. Goldfish on Vacation, the children's storybook Bible. If you have not read through that with your kids, friends, forget reading it through with your kids. If you've not read it yourself for some great encouragement in terms of reminders of some of the real truths that Scripture communicates, I strongly recommend it. In fact, they produced an adult version without all the pictures, just so that you could have it and not feel strange about reading a kid's storybook Bible. But it is a true encouragement in our household, and I would encourage you to get that. By the way, you can find all of Sally's stuff at SallyLloyd-Jones.com. And Lloyd is spelled with two L's, L-L-O-Y-D. Sally Lloyd-Jones. Don't spell out hyphen, just put the hyphen in. SallyLloyd-Jones.com. And you can get all of this stuff, including her list of recommendations for your own vacation adventures in your mind with your kids this summer as you're trying to figure out things to do. I'm so glad that we get to have Miss Sally with us today. And my kids always look forward to her visits with the Kevin McCullough radio broadcast. Sometimes they've been in studio when she's come in with us, but she is locked down in upstate New York, as she has continued to be during the COVID crisis. Coming back with Sally Lloyd-Jones. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Have faith in your future. Know that you're destined for more than a paycheck. You were born to live your purpose. Join a community of believers seeking higher education at Nyack College. Apply or transfer to a degree in business, nursing, social work, ministry, music, and more. 95% of students receive financial aid. So apply now at NIAC.edu, NIAC College. Have faith in your future.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Pastor Ray Hagestilianos, the host of WMCA's More Than Conquerors, airing daily at 2 p.m., has written a new, incredible book called Discouragement, Doubt, and Compromise, Overcoming the Challenges of Life. It will give you both godly and practical principles on how best to battle against the snares and schemes of the enemy. Pastor Ray wrote this book specifically to encourage, to help you recognize the danger signs, and to enable you to stand strong no matter how fierce the battle is. We live in troubling times, and now more than ever do we need encouragement and a reminder of God's promises. Discouragement, Doubt, and Compromise, Overcoming the Challenges of Life is an easy-to-read, how-to guide that teaches us never to give up, trust God, and to walk in victory with our Creator. Get yourself a copy of Pastor Ray's book at PastorRayNY.com. That's PastorRayNY.com. It will make clear the truth that God created you to succeed and live a prosperous, blessed life as more than a conqueror.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with law partners Vito Pitta and Christopher Bayonne, representing victims of 9/11, about the recent passage to extend the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund through 2090. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have an abbreviated time with Sally Lloyd-Jones today. She's not in studio with us like she's been in the past, but I'm so grateful that she's come on to talk about some adventures that you can have on vacation, maybe with your imagination. And Miss Sally, it's time to get back to the business. What are some of the favorites on your list?
Well, I've got a whole list, but, you know, I get to choose the ones I love best. One of my favorites is The Time of Wonder by Robert McCluskey.
Okay.
That's a classic. Then there's one called Last Stop on Market Street. The Little Island. I mean, these are classics. And then there's also a lovely one I just adore called Jabari Jumps, about a little boy and how he's it's all about his adventure of learning how to dive in a swimming pool.
Oh, that's scary. You know, that's a big time summer memory for a lot of kids the first time they go off of that.
Yeah. So I think it's all about reframing this time, but not look what you can't do, but looking at, well, let's imagine that this is like books are like time travel.
Yeah.
Or they're like these magical portals into a whole other adventure. If you read the book together and then you have an activity, that's fun. So, you know, with the we've got a book here, How to Read a Book. Well, the activity is read a book, which is just funny. But, you know, there's another one called A Tree is Nice. And the activity is to notice trees and see if you can notice anything new that you've never noticed about a tree. Well, a tree, usually we can access a tree without having to go too far if we're fortunate. Things like that. Or there's another one, Tim to the Lighthouse. I love the Tim books. No. So these are all my favorites that I compiled. And Blueberries to Sal. And the activity in that is to eat some blueberries.
Well, so, anything that involves food and sweet things is always fun. I also noticed that the Baby Wren book is on your list. So, and I just want to let everybody know that's one of our kids' favorites. But finding what you have special that God made you for is a great adventure as well.
Yes, and encouraging children to, you know, they could write a book if they want. They could, there's another one about birds, and can you find a bird? Could you want, you know, and it's all about, there's a book about Audubon, and so the activity is, what birds can you see and draw, you know? So it's sort of bringing the story to life in your own, and these are small activities, but they're maybe ways to celebrate.
Well, and for,
we can go on.
And for those small activities, those are a godsend, particularly, you know, like we've been able to get at least some outdoor time since the weather's been warm. But on days where it rains and other things, you really do want to have adventures. And these are great ways to do it. Friends, if you're listening and you say, hey, I'd love to know about this list and how I can find it, go to SallyLloyd-Jones.com. Sally Lloyd with two L's, -Jones.com. And get her downloads and see the list. And she's even got other fun things there, like wallpapers for your phone and other stuff that is kind of fun to imagine and use. But I really strongly encourage, don't let this time, and Sally, I know that you agree with this, we don't want to let this time, no matter how discouraging or sometimes frustrating these lockdowns have been, we don't want to lose the importance of this time and lose the opportunity that we have to still grow our minds and particularly for our little ones, keep them stimulated and interested and you know, seeking more. My 10-year-old, who just, you know, this year has started asking questions that he's never asked before. We found a documentary on George Washington on the History Channel, and we've just been absorbing that the last couple of days and asking and talking a lot about some of those things. So it was a good opportunity to not lose track of, and I know that you genuinely want them to seize the day, so to speak.
Yes, I think, you know, I speak to myself on this. I'm better on the days that I just say, okay, this is where you have me, God, and what do you have for me today? And just sort of stop fighting the whole thing and just receive what he's giving in that day specifically.
Yeah.
And there's great joy in that, because that's being grateful and trusting, isn't it? Which is much harder.
And this Sunday, you're doing your final reading this Sunday of this weekend.
Yes. I'm going to be doing a reading at 1 o'clock on Instagram Live. And if people have missed all the readings, then we're going to be keeping them up for the next few weeks. So just follow me on Instagram and you'll get to know where these readings are, and we'll replay them for you.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was on Instagram Live with Ellie Holcomb, and she was singing a song and I was reading. So
we've had lots of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sally, Miss Sally, as my kids call you, thank you so much for your time and your thought and your consideration for how to help parents during this heading into summertime. We appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you, too, and thank you for what you do. And everyone, stay healthy and safe.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sally Lloyd-Jones. Again, go to SallyLloyd-Jones.com, Sally, common spelling, Lloyd, two L's, -Jones.com, and get the list of things you can do this summer with your kiddos. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THEMISSION.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text MONEY to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is the story they don't want you to see, told by people they don't want you to hear, at a time when so many desperately need to hear it. This is the story of Uncle Tom.
Most people are completely oblivious to the history of the Democratic Party.
The party of slavery.
The history of the Democratic Party.
Jim Crow laws.
They're erasing all of the history of this country.
They want to cover up history.
The real history, not the revisionist history.
If you are educated.
Black people have been taught
a narrative that has been created.
You're actually miseducated.
And that's when I realized I've been lied to.
I had been misled.
It unraveled everything that I knew to be true.
Story: Larry Elder, Candace Owens, Herman Cain, Brandon Tatum. Hear their stories of how their life was changed when they finally figured out the truth. Go to UncleTom.com. Buy it now on pay-per-view and use promo code HUGH for 20% off. UncleTom.com. Promo code HUGH. This is their story of redemption and hope.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold. Everywhere I go, oh, I say, is it all, oh, oh, always on
my road, I'm still New York. Yeah, if it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But this is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Okay, I'm confused because in the same soundbite, he says Black Lives Matter's protests are historic. We must have that. But we cannot have the parades or the fairs because of health concerns. I'm puzzled by this because I would think that unless Black Lives Matter's protests have in some way cured the COVID, I would think that the health concerns would still be. Maybe I'm just confused in that regard. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back on a very busy Friday. Governor Mike Huckabee was one of our nation's longest serving governors. He's a 2-time presidential candidate. He, of course, was Sarah's dad. Sarah, that original press secretary that gave the what for in the press room for the Trump team for such a long and distinguished period of time. Now, Kayleigh McEnany has picked up in her footsteps, who also happened to be governor's intern at one point at Fox News Channel. So, again, you want to know anything about the White House? Governor's your guy, and he joins us on Fridays. Governor, I hear Mayor de Blasio make that statement in within 15 seconds of a question being asked by Wolf Blitzer. Can you march down Fifth Avenue? Well, yeah, if it's Black Lives Matter, but parades and fairs and those things, they got to go. Your reaction?
Well, clearly, Mayor de Blasio, as I like to call him, thinks that somehow the coronavirus is not active. If a person is throwing a brick through a window, burning a car, taunting police officers, are even engaged in a more sedate protest. That's all somehow completely fine, and you're not going to get COVID if you're doing something that involves a protest. However, if you go to church or a synagogue, if you were to gather together with a group of people in a Bible study or go to a restaurant, you're going to die. It's just you're going to die. This is the insanity of it. And I think it's why so many people are just fed up with the double-talking politicians who have basically sold this country out to a radical organization. And, Kevin, I want to make sure your listeners do something. Don't take my word for it. Go to the Black Lives Matter website. Look at what they're about. Look at what they believe. Understand who they are, where they've come from, and what it is that their goals are. And I say that because if people understood, you can say Black Lives Matter as a statement. I agree with that. But if you look at the organization that has put it together, I don't see how too many people can say, yeah, I agree with their goals, because their goals are to destroy America, to destroy the basic nuclear family. And I don't think that's the goals of a whole lot of people if they understood it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Now, let me switch the sites here just a second, because Mayor de Blasio also said yesterday that tonight he's going to see to it that the high crime areas have more police presence there. Now, I've known how high crime communities feel about police for a long time. They don't want the police to be extricated from that area. They want more engagement in those areas. And of course, every weekend for the last number of weekends now, six at least, there have been double digit shootings and killings in most of our major cities. Most of these cities also happen to be run by Democrats. I'm not saying that out of any other motivation than for friend, as you're listening, to just know the truth. That seems to be coddling this behavior on some level. But Governor, I'm confused because I thought the idea of abolishing the police was the goal. Why is the mayor saying we're going to put more police in those areas?
Well, like most of the things this mayor has said, they're irrational and they're illogical. And that's a classic example. On one hand, you say, let's defund the police. Let's get rid of the police if we can. But not the detail that surrounds me, and let's put some more in some high crime areas. He can't have it both ways. I just find that it's very disingenuous of Mayor de Blasio to try to pretend that he cares about law and order when he clearly does not. And how would you like to be a New York City policeman? Which, by the way, I've been in New York many times, went there every week for years.
Yeah.
The finest cops, maybe the finest police department in the entire world.
No doubt. Best trained, yeah.
Prepared. I would hate to be a police officer in New York knowing that the mayor does not have my back, and that whatever happens, he's going to take the side of whoever accuses me of anything.
Well, yesterday on this very show, Ed Mullins, the current president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association, came out and said that he's actively telling young people that are asking him about what it's like to work for the NYPD. For the first time in 38 years, he's telling them this is not the time to come work for the NYPD. Retirements are up 411% over last year at this same time period, apples to apples comparison. And the mayor decided late last week, to decline the opportunity for the next two graduating classes of the police academy to be allowed to graduate. So we're going to lose thousands of officers. We're not going to replace them. And right now, it's that bad. It's so bad that the president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association is telling people not to join. It's a miserable time in what has been the world's greatest city, particularly for law enforcement. Real quickly, Governor, last question. The Trump campaign is out with a new commercial today. I've already seen it in multiple places. It's got Joe Biden having a very hard time finding his place on a set of notes. They keep cutting back to that same scene over and over again. It's interspersed with David Axelrod and Cory Booker saying this man can't find himself. It's a direct shot at Joe Biden's mental capacity. Is that how do you think that's going to play?
Hey, it's a campaign. Everything is fair game. If you look at the stuff that's being thrown at Donald Trump,
no question.
You can hardly say that is somehow over the top. I've never seen any candidate or elected official have more thrown at him. And in the case of President Trump, more thrown at him from a legal perspective. Every member of Congress on the Democratic side, prosecutors are doing everything they can to destroy and distract him as a president and as a candidate. So if someone wants some sympathy from me, for Joe Biden, because the man fumbles through even a teleprompted speech, you're not going to get it.
Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is going to talk about our schools supposed to open and how can they do it safely. Bob Woodson, who has been such a powerful voice in helping people to understand what real racism is about, will be with us. And Charles Billingsley, a fantastic gospel singer, he will be our musical guest. It's going to be a great show to watch this weekend on TBN, The Huckabee Show.
Yeah, 8 and 11 Saturday night, repeating on Sundays at the same time. Governor, as always, thanks for ending your week with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So this week, the head of Goya Foods, and I love Goya Foods. I like Mexican food. I like Tex-Mex. Eat a ton of it. I'm half tortilla chip. Scratch Kevin McCullough deep enough. Yeah, I love the works of Goya Foods. And the CEO yesterday of Goya was part of this Hispanic Prosperity Commission that the White House had put together, and they were getting back to the White House to report on what had happened and some of the findings and some of the goals. And as the president's seeking to increase, everyone's prosperity in America, he wanted to hear how it was impacting the Hispanic community specifically. And so the CEO, Bob Unanue, spoke at the Rose Garden yesterday, and he said, "We are all truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder. In fact, he reminds me of my grandfather who started Goya Foods." Well, friends, immediately the cancel culture kicked in. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez immediately tweeted, "Oh, look, it's the sound of me Googling how to make your own adobo." Because, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez buys so much Goya currently, I'm sure. But then Julian Castro, who was a presidential candidate, said that Goya Foods has been a staple of many Latino households for generations. And now their CEO praises a president who, quote, villainizes and maliciously attacks Latinos for political gain. Julian Castro doesn't know what he's talking about. Because President Trump will do quite well with Latino voters this fall, I predict. You know why? Because Latino voters care about the issue of life. They care about the issue of religious liberty. They care about the issue of the economy, making sure that they're able to provide for their families. And they care about law and order. Julian Castro and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have been co-opted by the far left wing of their party, and they believe that there is no law and order, that you don't have to follow rules to become an American, and that just because someone praises the president, that they must automatically be shut down. Well, friends, here's how Bob Unanue responded to the threat of their boycott.
You know, I'm not apologizing for saying, and especially if you're called by the President of the United States, you're going to say, "No, I'm sorry, I'm busy. No, thank you." I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump.
Oh, so the CEO, Mr. Unanue, took meetings with Obama and he took meetings with Trump. Sounds like to me he's a genuine guy who treats people with consistency. And I say good for him. And go Goya.